Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are here on location in New York City today at the Consumer Discovery Show with Founder Made. There's sirens going by. You're going to hear subways because it's a bonus episode. We are outside the building right now in Tribeca. We're going to be going inside to speak to some amazing founders of up-and-coming brands. Some of them are a few months old. Some of them are a few days old. Snow Fox, we're excited to talk to. They've been written up in Bustle and Elle magazine. And Tushy, what is that? You're about to find out. We're also sitting in on some panels with really big guests today, like Huda Kattan, Leandra Cohen of Man Repeller, and Bobby Brown is here. You're going to get a lot of inside scoop on what's coming down the pipe. So come inside and find out what you're going to be adding to your shopping cart in the near future. Okay, so I have just spotted the booth for Snow Fox. I have heard so much about this brand.
My name is Phoebe. I'm the founder of Snow Fox Skincare, and we are a plant-based product for originally developed for hypersensitive skin.
So that's moi.
Yeah. Oh, great. So I actually have rosacea subtype 2. It is a skin disorder that is medically incurable. And I actually have a picture of what I look like, and I'll show you in a bit.
Yes, I need to see this. I love before and after.
Subtype 2 comes with flaking, oily T-zone, breakouts, and what looks like acne, heavy rashes and flake, like, and a lot of dry skin, and of course a lot of inflammation. So I was not able to use a lot of different kinds of brands and products. I tried, you know, chemical peels, laser, and antibiotics. It just kept coming back or it got worse. So this is what I used to look like, really bad basically. And this is what I look like now without makeup. It's still a bit pink. I still have rosacea. I didn't cure it. That's a common misconception. I just manage it really well, so it doesn't look...
Appreciate your honesty.
Yes.
It looks painful.
It was very painful. Yeah. Actually, rosacea subtype 2 is more painful because you get a lot of the swelling.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of what looks like acne, but it actually doesn't have comedones. So no matter how much you squeeze and scratch, it, like, nothing comes out. So I got to a point where I was actually bleeding because I kept scratching myself. So I was scabbing. It was horrible. So I created Snow Fox to really manage my own symptoms, and we've been around only for a year and a half. We've been very lucky. We have all retailers now in Asia. We've done really, really well. We've been mentioned all over media and everything.
So you just randomly one day were like, I'm going to start blending stuff in my kitchen?
No, I wish. I was more like, I need somebody to help me with this. Please, please, please.
Yes. So you're like, I need a chemist stat.
Yes. So I actually knew a chemist who works in a manufacturing plant.
We all need a chemist.
Yes. And I told her, I was like, I have so many problems. I need your help. So we got together. We began to formulate, actually, for me, just one-on-one. And then...
This is like the height of customized skincare, which is such a trend right now, is like go direct to the chemist to be like, let's do this together.
Yes. Actually, that was what started it all. I talked to her. I was like, look at my skin. It's horrible. And she said, you have one of the most difficult skin I have ever seen.
Oh, wow.
I formulate for people publicly. She's like, your skin is terrible. Yeah. So it took us 2 years to get just the base formula, and we finally got it, and that's why it's just been so successful now. Like, if it can help me with my horrible, very sensitive skin, most people find it highly potent on theirs. So I always tell people, what is good for me is amazing for you.
So I can see, and I think this should come as no surprise, that it probably became more about what shouldn't be in it, what's not in it, than what's in it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually a really good way of putting it. We have a long list of no-nos. We don't even use phenoxyethanol, which is really common in all skincare nowadays. It's preservative. We don't even use that. Actually, the only reason why we're able to use have a two-year shelf life is because we use a proprietary technology in Taiwan that vacuum seals everything fresh without preservatives. So you won't even actually see anything like silicone mica. We don't use palm oil derivatives. I know some people use, you know, sustainable palm oil glycerin. We don't even touch that. Our glycerin is actually from soybean. So we have a really strong ethical standpoint about using animal origin ingredients. We are a vegan brand. Our factory is vegan. So we literally don't touch any animal origin anything. So we go as far as to not use mica as well. Mica is commonly used to kind of brighten the skin. It has that shimmery effect. It's in a lot of makeup. But mica is actually mined. And a lot of these mines have really bad working conditions. So we stay away from that.
Okay. And so you have hypersensitive skin, but as we know, like, there's a list behind you of, it's been mentioned in Bustle and Elle and Marie Claire and, you know, Harper's Bazaar. So what are all the editors loving about it?
I think they love our masks, the potency of our masks. The newest one that they've been really raving about is our Japanese cherry blossom mask. This is a very unique mask. It was designed for smoothing. So it is a texturizing mask. It is to give you what we Asians call the glass skin effect.
Oh, shit. Mic drop, glass skin right here in a packet. Tell us more.
So in Asia, there's a huge trend in skincare called the glass skin.
I know it.
Basically, you want that, you know, glossy, shiny, plump look. This is the mask that gives it to you.
So how?
So three actives, real Japanese cherry blossom extract in flown in from Japan. Sakura extract is really high in caffeic acid and phenolic antioxidants. It helps rebuild the barrier of the skin. Second, we use white tea. White tea boosts skin immunity. Skin immunity is really important to fortify the skin health. Third thing, large weight hyaluronic acid. It binds the other two to the surface, plumps the surface of the skin, makes you plump and glossy. So it kind of smooths out everything.
I need to try this.
So Carlene's getting her skin analyzed right now. Let's see what the verdict is.
Ah, okay. So you have 20% water, 30% oil.
Yeah, so 40 is the best. And anything under 40, you're a little dry, but you're not actually too dry because we've had people with 15 and 12.
Okay.
Actually, very good. So up to 33% is really good oil barrier. So relatively, you have really good skin.
So I need to up my water game.
Yes, you're hydrated.
How do I get more hydration in my skin?
I actually really recommend this range for you when it comes out. Like, this is so new. Like, you guys are probably first people who's seeing it right now in the U.S. This is my cucumber recovery range. It was actually developed for exactly this problem, the inability to retain moisture. So a lot of people with dry skin have this issue and misconception that I'm going to use, like, a really heavy, rich, creamy thing. The problem with those kind of really thick molecular weight products is that they sit on top of the skin. They don't actually absorb, right? Especially if it has silicone. So check your products. Look at the back of all your beauty products. If they contain a lot of silicone, it's probably not the best for absorption. That's just our opinion. Obviously, everyone's formulation is different. We tend to not use silicone because we want everything to soak in. So this one basically helps fortify your skin's ability to retain moisture. So it's not about, you know, moisturizing. It's keeping it in. So two ways. After you cleanse your face, you use the toner. So you can give it a try.
Can I put it on here?
So we say Korean style.
Korean style. Okay.
Press it onto the face or onto wherever it's dry.
I'm going to do it right now on my face.
When I say we do the toner Korean style, means, like, in Korea, the way people use toners is you pour it in the palm of your hands and then you press it and pat into your face. You don't do the rubbing thing.
Okay.
You have to kind of...
That's what I do. That is what I do.
That is the correct way of doing it.
I do that with my P50 lotion, and yeah, I don't use a cotton pad.
Excellent. Yeah. So you start off with that, and then you use the serum. You're going to love the serum. So serum boosts moisture. A little goes a long way. You only need like this much. You can see the difference immediately, actually. Our serum is 100% natural. Yeah. No gimmicks, nothing. A lot of serums have, you know, synthetics in it. Ours don't. Yeah.
So how are these two cucumber products going to keep the moisture in my skin? What do they have in them? Because usually it's like hyaluronic acid you'll hear about. What is it about these two?
So we use cucumber. Cucumber is naturally rich in polysaccharides. So if you actually look into the anatomy of skin, your skin already has polysaccharides. As you age, the level of polysaccharides go down, which means your ability to retain moisture gets lower and lower. And that's why most people above a certain age, you'll notice they start having dry skin issues. So this actually helps match the polysaccharides topically. So cucumber is the active in this one. And then passion flower is chock full of vitamins and all types of antioxidants. So it gives you the nutrients that it needs, right?
Okay.
And the main ingredient in the toner is rose water. Helps rebalance the pH level. It's a little bit more acidic.
Where can people buy your stuff?
Right now, we don't actually have a retailer in the U.S. We are available online. We ship worldwide for free. So do check us out.
How about in Canada? Do you ship to Canada?
Yes, we do.
Yes!
Yeah, so we are looking at opening up stores in Canada. So
stores? Stores? Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Okay, this is awesome. I can't wait to try it. Thank you for chatting with us. Now, there's definitely a lot more skincare here than makeup, but I have found Play Cosmetics. They have kind of like a glossier minimalist vibe. Let's check it out. So we are at the booth of Play Cosmetics, and you are the founder. Tell us your name and tell us about your product line.
First off, I'm really impressed that you got our name right. Second of all, my name is Lauren Jin, and I'm the founder of Play Cosmetics, and we're based in LA.
Awesome. And how long has your line? It's super minimalist. It's like all white packaging. I'm seeing some tubes that say CCC cream, some colorful stuff here. Why don't you tell us when you launched and just like what makes your line exciting?
So we're founded in 2015, we're only 3 years old, and I founded the line because I felt that there weren't enough fun, innovative makeup products for the modern woman. And so I went into research, and I was lucky enough to kind of find people that understood my vision, and that's kind of how Clay came to life, really. And the little fun powders are best sellers, our melting lip powder. They're powder to liquid tints.
Okay, I'm going to try this out. Which one's the best-selling shade of your lip powder?
It really depends, but I think Hot Choco is really nice. Okay. It's just really kind of like forgiving on all skin, and it's really great for a monochrome look. You can put on your eyes, lips, and cheeks.
I love this. It's like a terracotta color, which I've been feeling for like the past 6 months. I'm like, all I want to wear is terracotta.
Yeah, no, it's great for summer and winter and fall. And you can even gradate it out like this. Like even after you put it on, you can smudge it, use your finger, makeup brush, puff, whatnot.
So great. It's super matte, and I'm a fool for matte. So that's awesome.
Rinse it off with our oxygen foam cleanser. This is a gel, but it's self-foaming. So if you just massage it in, it'll start foaming. And it's a no-water cleanser. So you actually don't need water when you use it. See, it's kind of coming off and starting to self-foam. And basically, the oxygen is pulling out the dirt and the bacteria from your pores. And then you can literally take a dry tissue or a makeup wipe or the sweat wipe and just wipe it off.
And it's a no-rinse formula?
Yes.
So that's great for people who don't like to use water, because I know sometimes even with sensitive skin types, even water can be irritating, right?
Yeah, and that's also why it's a gel formulation, so it's soft on the skin. It's not as harsh.
Okay, cool. And where are you sold?
We're at Neiman Marcus, Anthropology, Revolve, Free People, and Nigel's Hollywood.
Thanks so much for the demo.
Oh my God, this one is freaky. Eye vitamin hydration therapy. There's like a woman who is tied up to an IV machine in the name of wellness and beauty. Holy shit. Why don't you tell us, this is like, because obviously this isn't visual, people are listening. It's so odd to me. So enlighten me, please. And tell me your name first.
So my name is Jordan Cobb, and I'm with iVitamin. I'm one of the founders of iVitamin. We are an IV vitamin hydration lounge based out of Austin, Texas. Yeah. So we've been open next month for 2 years now. We've administered over 10,000 IVs at this point in time. And the benefit is we're all depleted in some way, shape, or form of our vitamins and nutrients. And so IV therapy is a way that you can feel better, to live a fuller life by getting all of those nutrients replenished. So the benefit is you get instant delivery, excuse me, and you also get maximum absorption. Okay. So when we take vitamins and supplements orally, most literature says we only absorb about 20%.
Oh, wow. That's super, super low.
Right. It goes through your digestive tract. By the time it gets to that absorption, it is very low. So this is an option that you can come in. Our clinic is set up like a spa. So you're going to sit in a big oversized massage chair. You're going to escape kind of, you know, your day for the time being and do something really amazing for your insides. You're going to get hooked up to an IV by a trained medical professional. You're going to get the benefits of instant delivery. You're going to feel better, some right away and then some over time.
And now you have these tailored. Tell me about the different custom cocktails, I guess, you can get.
So, my partner and co-founder is a pharmacist. Okay. So she is who's created the IV cocktails that we have. We have 9 different options. So we have an anti-aging one. Okay. We have an athletic recovery one. Okay. We have an immunity one. So, you know, if you're feeling under the weather, allergies, things like that, it has high dose vitamin C. Yeah. So they're all specifically geared toward.
I heard you have a hangover one.
Yes.
What's in that? Electrolytes?
We do have a hangover drip as well. Yeah. You're going to get vitamin C. You're going to get B complex. Two of the ingredients that help with the hangover are Zofran, which is an anti-nausea medication. So,
oh my God, hit me with that.
The hangover. Yeah. And then also there's an anti-inflammatory for aches and pains. Okay. So,
okay. Now, this is specific to your clinic in Austin. Is that right?
Yes.
And now, are you planning on having more locations? Because obviously, like, you're here in New York. So what's the vision in terms of, like, reach?
Our growth model is to license a model for other med spas and medical clinics and provide IV therapy as a plug and play that they can put into their already existing practices and create an additional stream of revenue.
Okay. So, like, in 5 years, you're imagining IV vitamin stations that might be located across major cities.
Like-minded partners, med spas, medical clinics that have the resources in place and want to offer their clientele IV therapy.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And good luck with everything. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Okay, making our way over to NORS, the skincare line based on your menstrual cycle. Need to get the glow down on what this is all about. So is it pronounced NORS?
Yes, it's short for Know Your Skin Period.
Oh, cool. Now, I read a little bit about this in advance. I think it's such a cool concept. Can you explain to us what the skincare line is all about?
Right. It's an EWG verified clean beauty brand that addresses hormonal skincare line skincare needs head on. We harness app technology to truly help you customize and personalize your skincare routine.
Okay, that seems to be a trend today.
So our machine learning algorithm can help you truly customize your routine. Okay. The more knowledge that you provide, the more personalized care we can give you.
Okay. So tell us about the menstrual cycle component, because I know for years I had acne on my chin. And I would go to my derm and they were like, it's just hormonal, as if that was supposed to lead me to some answer. And I was like, I don't know what to do with that. So the answer at that time was like, go on the pill, because that way you can regulate your hormones. So how can a topical product help with hormonal acne?
Well, NORS is created harnessing Korean traditions and ingredients. So Korean women back in the day traditionally used natural ingredients to help with hormonal acne, fertility, menopause. So we've taken those old school traditions and made them new into effective, innovative products that actually address hormonal skincare head on. What we do is we don't incense your system already. We try to create products that are gentle, that do the least amount of disruption to your endocrine system. So one of our popular products is the pH body and V-zone soap. So we call out the V-zone area because we say it's safe to use from your head to your V-zone. So it harnesses Korean artisanal vinegar called Hanaga to help you maintain your body's best pH levels regardless of your age or ethnicity.
Right, and it's a bar soap, so everyone knows.
Yes.
Okay. And what else can you tell me about, like, let's pretend I'm like a younger person and I'm getting acne on my chin. Like, what would be your first recommendation? Like, what do I do here? How do I navigate this?
So what I would do is start cleansing your face with our 2-in-1 cleanser, which is a gentle oil to foam. It's 2 cleanses in one. It helps nourish your skin at the end, so it's incredibly soothing, not drying at all. And then I would move on to the gel cream, which is lightweight and helps you during your sensitive times. And then also our Double Duty Mist is one of our most innovative products. So basically the bottom layer is aloe vera water with a patent multi.
Do you shake it? It looks like
The top layer is composed of jojoba oil and other vitamins. So when you're feeling dry, you shake it because you want all the goodness to come onto your face. And when you're not feeling dry and you're feeling sensitive, you just need the incredibly soothing aloe vera water and the vitamins beneath.
Yes. That I've never heard that before. That's so cool.
Yeah. And then when you need a midday boost, you shake once. And it goes on top of your makeup. It doesn't disrupt it at all. Smells really great. Each of our products has a slight aromatherapy element to it. So it really truly gives you a relief in all for all 5 senses.
Okay, so is the idea that I'm going to switch up my routine depending on what time of the month it is?
So all 8 SKUs can be used in different ways according to what time.
And then is there going to be like an app that's going to remind me like use this today or no?
So our app has a whimsical character called Yuno that gives you push notifications. And the more information that you provide our app, the better it is at equipping you with your best skincare every day.
Okay. Uno?
You know
what to do. Okay, so this is amazing. Thank you so much. And tell us where people can find Nors.
So you can find us on our site, nors.net, and you can also find us at nordstrom.com.
Okay, and when did you launch?
We launched February 22nd.
So new, baby. Yes. And another baby.
I know, growing fast. Both are growing fast.
Who's the founder?
Our founder is comprised of a couple of people, someone that's prolific in the cosmetic industry, and our creative director.
But she'll remain nameless?
Well, she likes to stand in the background. So she's helped create brands like Dr. Darts, Too Cool for School.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, we have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the crowds to clear out from in front of Le Prunier. It's a very chic facial oil that has been regaled on Coveter and Refinery 29. And the very beautiful sister co-founders are here. So tell us the name and your name and what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Allison Taylor. I'm the co-founder of Le Prunier. My older sister Jacqueline and I co-founded this company. We have a 4th-generation family farm based in Northern California, and we operate as the world's largest grower of organic plums. So we were really inspired by our travels through Asia. We noticed that the plum there is really highly regarded as a superfood, and we were like, why isn't it thought of as such in the U.S.? So
you were harvesting it for food purposes?
Yeah, absolutely. So our father really, like, his focus was just selling the edible plum, but we really thought that maybe there would be some benefits beyond the digestion, and so we started looking into the oil. My sister had a great idea and just started testing it. It took about 2.5 years, and then I jumped into the picture and really helped kind of brand it and bring everything together. But it's very anti-aging, and it's very high in omega-6 and 9. It helps with hyperpigmentation, and it's very calming on your skin. Estheticians keep telling us that it's helping like speed up the healing process. Really high in antioxidants as well.
So it's primarily just all based around this one product, which is called the Plum Beauty Oil, correct?
Yeah, so we have specific varietals of plums on our farm, similar to like the Merlot or the Cabernet or, you know, Pinot. Different grapes, our plums have different properties. And the blend that we use is much stronger together rather than just using one varietal. So that's kind of what has made the patent-pending blend so specific and so important.
Yeah. I know you've been written up in a lot of magazines, so a lot of beauty editors are loving your product.
Yeah, we're super grateful. Everyone has been very, very supportive and very kind, and we only hope it continues.
Awesome. And so you're sold at what, like?
Yeah, we are sold at Neiman Marcus, Credo Beauty, Detox Market, and every location. And you can also buy, we're also overseas and online through a bunch of different other stores. But those are the big ones.
What were you and your sister up to before you this idea just like came to you?
So Jackie was actually working at a venture capital firm. And
she was like, I need to get rich. I need to come up with an idea.
She was like, I think I want to start my own company. And then I was like, okay, let's do it. And I had always worked in fashion and entertainment and kind of just, I went to USC and studied communications. And it's kind of funny how everything worked its way into this project. Like,
can I just say how lovely your hair is as well? It's so long and straight and beautiful. And the color is like, do you use Le Prunier in your hair?
All the time. No, it acts as a protectant against heat. So I put it on the ends of my hair and while it's damp and then I dry it and it totally like...
You blow dry it?
I try not to blow dry it all the time, but yes, that helps.
Okay, I have to try the oil.
So that is completely all natural and nothing added.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's like got a really sweet... flavor to it.
It's like a marzipan. So everyone always says it's, yeah. Yes. So it's basically you're putting yummy cookies on your face and getting all the benefits.
Why does it smell like marzipan?
So it's cold pressed from the kernel.
Okay.
So inside of the pit, you crack the pit open and then there's a tiny kernel about the size of your pinky. Yeah. And that kernel is cold pressed and there's 250 of those in one 1 ounce bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very, you know, it's a time consuming process, but I think that that's really what gives it that scent, you know, just the kind of seed element.
Okay. And do you put it on your face every day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I especially wear it at night. I love to just kind of like sleep in it and I wake up feeling just so fresh and like, you know. I like to put it on my lips, if that's not weird, but I really love it because I like the flavor and so I just do a little bit there.
Okay, Kanuka, I knew there was going to be a CBD beauty something here. So this is it. Holding Court, Kanuka. Let's find out what they're about.
So Kanuka is the unique combination of cannabis and Manuka honey, hence the name Kanuka. So it's actually a CBD isolate from hemp, which is a phenomenal anti-inflammatory. The co-founders are a husband-wife team named Michael and Kelly Bumgarner. Kelly's a PAC, a physician's assistant certified in the dermatology world, and she was kind of explaining how 90% of skin issues are just inflammation. So having an anti-inflammatory on your skin is going to help you with those issues. And then Manuka honey out of New Zealand has been known to have hydrating effects. It's antimicrobial. We're starting to see people use it in burn units as an alternative to steroid creams.
Yeah, you've got the elevator pitch on lock, by the way.
You know, I actually got introduced to them when they were kind of starting out this point and really coming, I have a background sort of in women's luxury brands and kind of seeing what was happening in the cannabis market where we see 54% of the dollar spent as women, but 99% of the marketing is towards men. We really said, you know, we're trying to create much more of a luxury experience. And then as we were developing different containers, really working a lot with moms to say, there's this myth in the beauty industry that you're going to have like 2 hours in the morning to meditate and grow my own tea leaves. That's not real, but being able to reach in your handbag in the front seat of your car, put your lotion on and go, that's really kind of where we're at.
Tell me the benefits of having it in, you know, a lip balm or a skin balm.
So again, CBD is this phenomenal anti-inflammatory. And again, with over 90% of your issues being inflammation, having it to put right on the dermis is going to relieve that. So the other great thing about sort of the combination of CBD and Manuka honey is it's phenomenal for helping with acne, rosacea. We're seeing so many women more have skin flare-ups because of stress and autoimmune issues. So having something that's going to be both antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory is actually giving you a little bit more hope and a lot more efficacy than some of the other things that we've been handed off in the past.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Tell us where Kanuka is sold, because I know if it has actual CBD in it, it's going to be selective, right?
So we're actually fortunate because we're a CBD isolate from hemp. We can drop ship all over the U.S. We've delivered to all 50 states. We've been in 8 countries already. So primarily, you can just go to kanuka.com. And then we're working out deals with about 20 different retailers in the next couple of weeks.
How about Canada? Anything coming that way?
3 boutiques right now in Toronto and Vancouver that are starting to carry us, and they'll announce in the next week or so. And we're in talks with a couple of national chains that I'm sure you guys are very familiar with. In a couple of weeks, you'll start to see us everywhere.
Hero Cosmetics.
Hero Cosmetics is the maker of the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. Essentially what hydrocolloid does is it pulls out moisture, so it's really great on whiteheads. So what happens there is once you have a whitehead, you put a patch on, say it's overnight, you leave it on for 6 hours, and I'm talking in a mic, but to show you guys a sample, what's happening here is this sticker turns into that.
Okay, so what we're looking at, it looks like a clear patch, and then it looks like a squished down, like there's like cream inside, not
right.
to be too
so
gross.
What happens here is, once you put
is that
the
an
patch
actual
on,
whitehead under this?
It's not. But what's happening here is the hydrocolloid wants to pull out as much moisture as possible, and so once it pulls that out, it essentially turns red. I mean, I'm sorry, not red, white. And so from there, all the moisture is pulled out, your pimples subsides, redness goes down. And in addition to that, because you've covered it, you've reduced any picking on your face and any bacteria going in too.
So how did you guys come up with this product?
So Ju, right next to me, is the other co-founder and CEO of Mighty Patch and Hero Cosmetics. And she was living in Korea. And in Korea, they're
serious.
Very, very serious. Yeah, like the 15-step, 18-step process.
Yeah, and the masks are serious. Exactly. This is like a mini, it's like a micro mask.
Exactly. And so she loved these. They exist in Korea. And she essentially searched far and wide for the right manufacturer to work with. Yeah. And so we found the right one. We built out our patch. And we launched in September of 2017.
I am curious if there is like a viral thing, because you know how there's the pimple poppers? Like, uh-huh. Do people do the before and afters with your patches?
You know what? It's surprising.
Maybe we should get this going.
I think.
Like a challenge.
All the listeners, whoever wants to do before and after.
Yes. Hashtag. The hashtag is Mighty Patch.
Our new one is Patch for the People.
Patch for the People. Yes. Let's get this whole like viral challenge going. So after, you're going to use this patch overnight, you're going to peel it off, hopefully not peel off all the skin.
Oh yeah, no, of course.
I wish this was around when I was a teenager, because I was such a victim.
It's so true, me too. Yeah, all the time, yeah.
I thought it was just us girls with periods, but I guess.
No, my acne was really bad growing up, and even in like post-college too, just in my adult life. So these things really helped me in a pinch.
Okay, awesome. Well, where are they sold?
So currently right now, we sell on Amazon, US, UK. We're in Anthropology. We're also going into some other retailers as well, so you'll see us around.
Okay, Muskin Makeup. This is about beauty with a cause. I need to talk to her and find out how they're doing, because I know they just launched.
My name is Sabine, and my product is lipsticks right now, hoping to expand to a full line later.
The name of the line?
It's Muskan Makeup. We just launched a few days ago, so.
Oh my gosh, you're little babies.
I know we are little babies, but we're excited. We have 4 shades right now, from a nude to a fuchsia to a deep red. We also are gluten-free, vegan, cruelty-free, and also halal. Halal is new to the U.S. market. If you're looking for green beauty, if you're looking for more of a cleaner formula, I, as a brand owner, took that extra step to get the formula inspected with all the raw materials, as well as any the production line, the storage, the packaging, and confirm that there are no animal byproduct contamination, no alcohol, and no GMOs.
And I understand there's a philanthropic angle to the line. Tell us about that.
Yeah, of course. So that was very important to me. So my expertise, I'm a cosmetic chemist, and my expertise is obviously in the beauty industry. However, I really wanted to give back. I really want to make a difference, especially with everything going on in the world. So what I did is I created the Mission Muskan Project. Basically, I will work with 2 charities, one local and one global, every 6 months. And so when you go online and you check out, you get to choose which charity. So basically, if you think one is more important than the other, that's your choice. As long as it makes you happy and smile, we'll give you that opportunity to do that. And then why am I doing several charities and changing them up every 6 months? Because I think there's more than one cause that's important. And so we want to make sure we reach out to everyone and support all the causes that are out there. And we're also looking at different charities that are smaller. So Hoping has a small brand. I help small charities and we grow together. Also looking at charities that have the most to give back. So currently we have Heroic Hearts, which gives back 100% of your donation to the cause, as well as Philly Paws, which is a local Philadelphia charity that is helping to make Philadelphia a no-kill city. So they're helping, supporting, and giving them funds to take care of the animals that they have if they are not adopted.
Okay, great. And so what's behind the name?
The name translates into smile. I am from a Pakistani background. I was born there, but I grew up here. But I just wanted to give a touch to the brand that was from my background. I love the word and the translation of it. So our goal is to make everyone smile, whether it's our packaging or formula, the giving back aspect of it, or just, you know, the colors.
Now, here at Founder Made, the Consumer Discovery Show, they've got some amazing panels that people can go and hear from really big experts in their field to find out anything from how to build a beauty empire to the age of the influencer. So we're going to pop in and hear what Huda Katan from Huda Beauty has to say and Leandra Cohen from Man Repeller, one of my personal blogging icons.
Now that we're home, I realize I forgot to mention Jay Manuel is sitting in on the Age of Influence talk you're about to hear. When you hear the male voice, that's who it is. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
You know, one of the struggles that I have in a country where we're supposed to have free speech, we're getting to this point where we really can't in such a very public way. We're on social media right now. So we have
reacted. So you gotcha.
Yeah, so you have to kind of keep your opinions to yourself. Like, I learned a long time ago when Obama ran for the second run, and I dove into a political conversation on Twitter, and Cher bounced back with me, and Cher and I was like, oh wow, I've never even met Cher in person, this is great. Oh my God, the hate that came towards me, and I'd never really experienced that before in my life. So I learned right then and there, ooh, I will never talk about my politics at all, my political opinions. I just learned how to shut that off.
Oh, but see, this scares me, because I really feel like, for as necessary as outrage has been, because frankly speaking, we're living through what George Saunders predicted would become the brain dead megaphone era, you have to be able to share your opinion, because if you don't, if you are constantly thinking about the way that it is going to be received, it will neuter that opinion to the point of unidentifiable, and new ideas will never be generated. What we're working through right now is how we express ourselves, and the words that we have to be delicate around. When outrage becomes not just the primary, but the sole way in which you're engaging on the internet is when we have a problem. And that's what we're seeing, right, is that everyone is kind of up in arms about everything all the time. Problematic, but not here to stay. It can't. It's not sustainable. And people who have large followings and are opinionated and are thoughtful enough to think through how they're projecting that opinion, I feel have a responsibility to continue to share whatever they feel.
But there are different ways you can engage and support your political beliefs without engaging into this kind of attack.
Absolutely.
Kind of rhetoric that comes thrown at you. So it's like, for me, I just found a different way to show my support for when I vote or what have you, as opposed to engaging in these conversations that are purely attack-based. That's my only, that's where I kind of just censor myself.
The challenging
mostly.
Part of being out there.
Yeah.
Kind of to Liam's and also Jay's point, I feel like as influencers, we have a responsibility. So I feel like, you know, I've also kind of gone through the struggle as well. Like, you know, this is hard. It's like, being an influencer, having a brand, being a mother, it's really challenging to do all of those things. And I tell my, I actually said this yesterday when I was speaking at an event, and I said to, I say this to my daughter all the time, I'm like, do you want me to quit and just be Nora's mom, or can I be Huda Beauty? What would you want me to do? And she always says, no, I want you to be Huda Beauty. And I feel that because I have a daughter, because I have children, because I care about kids or the future. It doesn't matter, you know, how it happens. But I care about what is shaping the world. And, you know, there's been times where I'm like, gosh, like, you know, this is so hard, there's a lot to do, but I always think about, like, I want to be able to have an influence on the future because I care about the future, you know, and that to me is kind of when something becomes more bigger than you, you know, that's what happens when something is, like, not about you, not about your brand, not about your financial gain, it's about the future. And that's when I think, you know, whether it's politics or whatever, it's not politics,
you're
like,
using your
personal well-being.
Think bigger.
Right, it's about, you know, just having the opportunity to try to make the future a better place. And influence is really important for that.
My name is John Hookman. My company's name is Quick Cryo, and we're a cryotherapy service provider. So we're here doing cryofacials.
I have never heard, I've heard of a lot of things, but not a cryofacial. What is that?
Well, cryo just means cold in Greek. So, you know, it's a cold therapy. It's a cold facial. And this specific kind of cryofacial is blowing minus 260 degree vapor on your face.
Holy shit, that's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Where's the sleeping bag? Where's the Canada Goose jackets?
Yeah, exactly. But it's a quick treatment. It only takes 7 minutes. And, you know, all the visible signs of aging are due to inflammation. So cold therapy is meant to reduce inflammation.
How long do the results last, though?
It's kind of like 48 hours. You know, you immediately get a nice fresh glow. It tightens your pores. It evens out your complexion. It reduces the signs of aging through, you know, lines that you might have in your face and that kind of thing. You leave feeling very refreshed. You're going to have to try it.
Oh, I bet. So where is this available?
Our studio is just a couple blocks away on the corner of Church and Franklin. So she's putting the hips on now, but this is not cold.
Okay,
this is compression. We do this as well, and it's part of a recovery process. So cryotherapy, the whole body cryotherapy in particular, and even this cryotherapy was developed to help you recover from pain and arthritis and inflammation. It was developed in the 70s by a rheumatologist in Japan who was trying to treat multiple sclerosis patients. And he hypothesized that if you could trigger the flight response in the body, it would set off this domino effect of anti-inflammatory responses that would help you feel better.
Yeah.
So, and it worked. And so, you know, people start doing it more and more. And this compression is something that increases your circulation as well by squeezing and releasing. There's 7 levels of barometric pressure that just increase your circulation again and cause lymphatic drainage and detoxification.
Okay, so you're just, it's like pain relief is the main benefit of this.
Yes, it's like the pro athletes, LeBron, when he gets off of the basketball court, he puts these sleeves on his legs for a half an hour to squeeze and start to detoxify, and then cryotherapy for 3 minutes, and it's like the 1-2 punch that really allows you to perform better the next day.
Okay, so what's the goal? We're going to see the Quick Cryo all around the city, or you're going to open up studios, or where do you see it all going in like the next few years?
So our first one is in Tribeca. We're looking for a second location right now, and I think we could have 30 of them in New York City. But the goal would be to have a Quick Cryo location where people travel as well. So if you're in Miami or you're in LA.
Toronto, where we are.
Or Toronto.
Yeah.
I don't know what the regulations are in Canada, but, you know, we'll...
Is it sticky?
It's
because it's a medical treatment?
It's very addictive. Because when you're doing something that makes you feel better, you want to do more of it. And that's what happened to me and why I started the business. Is I started doing this a couple years ago. It was something that made me feel better immediately, the first time.
So you wake up in cryo?
In cryo. Wake up in cryo.
Cryo? Yeah. Cryogenic?
Cryo is like the European way of saying it, but yes. And it's... yeah, because, you know, people come in every morning on their way to work because it gives you a boost of endorphins and a shot of norepinephrine, so you feel like you just had a couple of cups of coffee, and it helps your brain work better.
Any other celebs who you can mention?
Yeah, well, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel come in all the time, and before he, you know, went on tour, he actually decided, he was so addicted to cryo, he decided to buy one to take with him on the road.
God, addicted to cryo. He does it on himself?
Yeah, Tony Robbins has a machine that he takes with him wherever he goes and has him all of his houses. We got, you know, people walking in and out of the door all the time.
Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay, we're going to make our way over to Tushy. This is a brand that Jill specifically asked me to check out because you know how she is with her deep dives. And this brand is really buzzy. They're getting financial backing. Let's find out what they're all about. Your t-shirt says, ask me about my butthole.
Well, my butthole is squeaky clean.
Wow, that's a statement.
And is yours?
Yes, of course. Hello.
Well, do you use toilet paper or do you use a bidet?
I use toilet papier, I will admit.
Toilet papier. Okay, well, so what I will say is that toilet paper was brought to America in 1890. And we've been indoctrinated to believe that this dry paper will actually properly clean ourselves, but actually... Think about it. Would you wash your dirty dishes with just dry paper and no water and call that clean?
That's a good point. She's got me there.
Okay, great. So Tushy is a simple bidet attachment that clips onto any standard American toilet and turns any toilet into a bidet in less than 10 minutes. Japanese toilets are like, you know, thousands of dollars, which require plumbing and electrical. Our product is $69. It looks like an iPhone next to your toilet. It takes 10 minutes to install. It comes with a hose and splitter, so everything is included in the box. Literally anyone who can barely hang a painting can install our product and will turn an otherwise like antiquated bathroom experience upgraded into the 21st century.
Okay.
And it will also prevent urinary tract infections, hemorrhoids, yeast infections, all these issues down there, you know, because that's just, all these things are infections and diseases are just because you're sitting on fecal matter all day long, which then, you know, creates a lot of issues for our health and wellness. And so if this is like the ultimate wellness product.
Okay, so basically it shoots water at your butthole.
It cleans your butt, yes. If you picture it like a reverse waterfall, it pulls the water, the poopy water down, and it literally transforms your entire bathroom experience.
Okay, so you still use a little bit of toilet papier, but it's been watered.
So so right now, 15 million trees get cut down every single year to make toilet paper for American consumption alone. This cuts down that toilet paper consumption by at least 80%. We also have organic bamboo butt towels that we offer to pat dry. In Italy, they don't use toilet paper. They just use towels to pat dry. And so,
really?
Yes. And so if you check it out at hellotushy.com, do not go to tushy.com. It is a porn site. Go to hellotushy.com.
Thank you for the warning.
That's
unfortunate
graphic.
For you.
It's a very graphic. Well, you know, Nasty Gal used to be a porn site until they got big enough to buy it. So I'm confident that we'll get it someday.
Yeah, and I'm confident they're jacking the price right now.
It is. Well, it is a very graphic butt picture on Tushy.com. And you want a clean butt, go to HelloTushy.com.
Okay, well, that works. And so is it true you guys just got financial backing or what's happening on the business?
Yeah, we raised $1.5 million total from like the founders of Casper Mattress, a lot of consumer product founders. They understand, you know, that this is a disruptive bathroom product and that there really is, you know, the timing is absolutely now to transform our toilet habits. We're profitable already. We just hired a new CEO who's amazing. He comes from Audible. He started it this past month. We have a solid team, and our goal is to sell 1 million units in a 12-month period.
Okay, and where can you buy it? Strictly online?
Currently, hellotushy.com.
How many colors does it come in?
We have white, we have blue, we have a matte, a muted pink.
I was going to say, you have millennial pink, right?
Got millennial pink. We've got a white with bamboo knob. We have a black and gold. We have a white with a gold knob.
Ooh, black and gold. That's very luxe.
Avant-garde. Yeah, it's called the noir.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks so much for your time. Do you have any?
Mickey, founder.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't know if you know the period underwear brand. Yeah.
No.
Certainly. Oh, you don't?
Okay, just give me a 30-second spiel on Thinks.
Oh, it's just a period-proof underwear that supports you on your period, doesn't leak, doesn't stain, and it does magical job.
Okay, well, it makes total sense that you're branching out into the butthole now then.
You know, I'm all about the nether regions and upgrading our experience in this area.
Well, somebody's got to look out for us down there.
It's the lower chakra area that I'd like to focus on.
That's a good way of putting it. Well, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
It has been such an exciting day here. I have discovered so many lines I'd never heard of. I've got tons of samples to take home and try. And we have some amazing news. We were able to sit down with the Bobbi Brown from Bobbi Brown Cosmetics and now Evolution 18. She has a new hotel. She has tips. She has stories about working with celebrities. You're definitely going to want to tune in. So we will keep you posted when that's coming. We are going to have a list of all of the products that we mentioned on our blog with links to buy. So if you're interested in anything, definitely have a hop over to breakingbeautypodcast.com. We hope that you learned something from the Consumer Discovery Show here in New York with Founder Made. Thanks again. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeautypodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing. Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix. And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.